Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Hola. Welcome. You've tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. And darlings, before I get into the Christmas celebration, I need to ask all of you, where did the year go? Blink of an eye, it was January 1st, 2018. Blink of an eye, it will be January 1st, 2019. Are you going to write a list? Are you going to sit back and reflect on the quality of your life for that 1 year? I want you to write this down right now. Go get a pad and pen. The greatest love, family, friends, and self. When we secure our vision with a faith as strong as the faith we have that the sun must rise in the morning, then everything required to bring it into our experience is attracted to us, and everything unlike it is dissipated. Dr. Gordon. And on the 25th, our world will celebrate the epitome of its values as seen through the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Now think on this. Here's a Jewish boy whose expanded consciousness embraces his sonship with the Father. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice and inspiration. And I want you to remember, darlings, you will never happen again. And today, our life is not a dress rehearsal. And there's only one of you. Promise me that one of your resolutions for the new year, that you will not be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. Right now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. We only have this present moment. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And before I get into the show, you know, I'm still reeking from where did the year go? I love giving a voice to my passion. Don't you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show? The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You could be an entrepreneur, solopreneur, business owner. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, your mission and passion? My mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Who said that you can't be simply glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? Or have you embraced, well, I'm going to be 50 and feeble? What's wrong with being 50 and fabulous? Internet radio is a powerful advertising and marketing tool. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. The show is live and then archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database, and so on and so on. You'll be heard all over the world. I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. You have to email me, Kathy Studio at SBC Global. And I work with you on content, and I become your outside advocate. You could have 1 half-hour show and use it as a marketing tool, or you could have your own half-hour show every week like I do. Will you promise me that you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? Live with Kathy, a voice of inspiration and encouragement. I want you to feel the energy, the brotherhood, sisterhood, iron workers impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. I think of my sponsors as partners. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International in Canada, the Domperion trades. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. There isn't anything that is standing today without iron workers being there. Sidebar, you do know that I'm a former stair climber, and I always climbed the John Hancock in Chicago. And Frank DeMarco, an iron worker who starred with me in Love Letters, said, hey, Missy, just remember, when you're in that stairwell and you see the stairs, we iron workers were there first, so it's safe for you to do that. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. I married an iron worker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, Earn While You Learn? And I have a CD out, 6 minutes long. What a noble profession. It defines iron workers and their character. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It isn't expensive. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. So for a small fee in shipping and handling, I will send it to you. You won't get enough of it. It's just dynamic. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be this way. Jenny is so compassionate and loving. Log on to her site, teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age, a unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. The Beau Vivant is a wire art sculpture and leatherworks original. If you truly want to give a unique gift that will never, ever be duplicated, email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net and I shall put you in touch with the Beau Vivant. Hey, looks do matter. everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Come on, stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. In my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. The methods and techniques are all natural, easy to learn. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. Now, what's the quality of life do you want to have for the rest of your life? I have to ask you again. Are you prepared? Are you planned? And you don't care that you're going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? How selfish are you? I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. There is no judgment. There is no judgment. But The Elixir of Youth, you could get it by email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to work with you. It shall be my pleasure to help you embrace how brilliant and what gifts. You see, we all came into this world with gifts. There's only one of you. There will never be another one like you. You have unique gifts. Why are you being selfish? Why don't you want to share them with the world? You see, the world in which we live is our own mind. So the battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts and beliefs of our inner world and what we think. Our work is done in mind alone. And the only equipment needed is thought. The minute you have a thought, darling, it's out there. It's in the universe, and it comes back to either embrace you or to bite you in the butt. We live in mind. It can't be any other way. It can only return to us what we think into it. Listen to this show over and over again. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on December 19th, the Christmas celebration. I'm giving you a gift that could literally change your life. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the quality of your life? If you're not happy, you have to change your thinking. Only you can do this. And there's no judgment. There are just challenges, but there is no judgment. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, words, deeds, actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. Or wait a minute, are you living your life according to the gospel of other people? Truthful about that? Take a quiet moment. What legacy are you going to leave for 2018 into 2019? We only have 10 more days, and the new year will be upon us. I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I'm the voice of inspiration and encouragement. This is it. There are no do-overs. Do you understand that? There are no do-overs. So whose life are you living? Take a quiet moment. Are you living your life according to the gospel of whoever you are or someone else? Can you be true to yourself? Can you truly be true to yourself? TNT. Toxic negative habits. Habits are the invisible architecture of everyday life and a significant element of happiness. Now, depending on your habits, do they work for you or do they create negativity? You see, if you have habits that work for you, you're much more likely to be happy, healthy, productive, and creative. Huh? Do you want to know what the life hacks are? You see, when I discuss this with you, these life hacks can literally transform you and your life when practiced consistently. That's what a habit is, after all. And habits are very difficult to break. You'll just have to say, that's not the truth for me. The truth is, I am. Write this down. I am. So my Christmas gift to you, my celebration to you, is to help you understand how you are creating your life. You can't blame anyone else. It's all choices. That's our greatest freedom. Either comes back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. Okay. Number one. These can literally transform you and your life. Write it down. This show is archived. Give yourself a compliment every day. The power of your words and thoughts of yourself and others. The greatest love, family, friends, and self. Oh, avoid making excuses. Take responsibility and learn from your experiences and your challenges. Life, this is it, honey. It is not a dress rehearsal. Do you get it? It is not a dress rehearsal. Can you get rid of any anger in your life? You have to understand where the anger comes from and how to deal with it. Understand the value of communication and why you need to take 6 deep breaths, not just one. Be open to change. Learn to control what you can and manage the chaos. Spontaneity and change bring opportunities and memories. When you go to the very end, what's the quality of your life on a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 being the highest? How do you sleep at night? A sidebar. All of you people out there are abusers that abuse human beings and animals. How do you sleep at night? And do you know that it's going to come back to bite you in the butt? Now I'm asking you, how do you sleep at night? This is a Christmas celebration. And those of you that are abusers, I want you to experience what you are reflecting on other people. Become a role model. A role model of beauty, charm, and love. Embrace the opportunity to be a mentor to others. And I want you to live your life as if the people you care about most are watching. Forgive someone who hurt you. Bearing a grudge can be a huge anger and tear your life and others apart. It can truly hold you back from being the best version of you. What's your power to listen? Communication is a two-way street. And when you're listening, do you really hear what the person is saying? Can you be respectful of others? Can you truly listen to yourself, listen to your body and what's it telling you? Listen to how you talk to yourself and others and learn something new. Discover more about yourself, your friends, your family, new people, new places, new things, and more to enrich your life. Again, on a scale of 1 to 10 and 10 being the highest, at the very end, what will your score be? Huh? Who are you? What are you? Where are you going? And who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? It's Christmas time. Time for reflection. What are your God qualities? Or you're a non-believer. I really don't care. Nobody holding HO, I don't care. It's your life, not mine. There's only one of you. And the only way you could change your life is to change your thinking. What are you going to celebrate? December 19th. And this time next week, Christmas will be over with and we'll be on our way to 2019. I want you to take a quiet moment and write down what you're celebrating. And what legacy are you going to leave? Now, you know, we're all going to leave this earth at some time. And I have to tell you, there's no dress rehearsal, sweetheart. This is it. Are people going to be sad when you leave? Are they going to embrace you and to remember the qualities? Moment. And I want you to rethink the concept of aging. I want you to promise yourself. I don't know if you could do this. Can you be so strong that nothing can disturb your peace of mind? Now remember, here's a Jewish boy whose expanded consciousness embraces his sonship with the Father. Can you really talk health, happiness, and prosperity to everyone you meet and to make all your friends feel that there is something worthwhile in them? Can you look on the sunny side of everything and make your optimism come true? To think only of the best, work only for the best, and to expect only the best? You're the creator of your mind. What you put out there is exactly what comes back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. And by the way, children, we never forget anything, and children don't forget anything. Can you be just as enthusiastic about the success of others as you are about your own? To forget the mistakes of the past and press on to greater achievements of the future? To give so much time in proving yourself that you have no time to criticize others. When you criticize others, you are seeing in them exactly what you possess. Otherwise, you wouldn't recognize it. Did you hear me? When you are criticizing someone, you see in them what you possess, and you have the opportunity to change it. Can you be too large for worry, too noble for anger, too strong for fear, and too happy to permit the presence of trouble? To think well of yourself and to proclaim this fact to the world, not in loud words, but in great deeds, to live in faith that the whole world is on your side as long as you are true to the best that is in you. Christian Larson. Now, the new world, a new beginning is happening. But, oh, you're all so afraid to start something new. What are you afraid of? I want you to remember a lone amateur solopreneur built the ark. Are you hearing me? And a large number of professionals built the Titanic. All of you solopreneurs, don't just listen. Hear what I'm saying. Take this message to heart. And don't let anyone steal your dreams. What are you dreaming? What are you dreaming? So write this down or listen to this show over and over again. BlogTalkRadio.com. Kathy Watson, the voice of inspiration and encouragement, on December 19th. And the show is a Christmas celebration. You know, it's never too late. If you want more of my ideas of how to improve your life, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, I need to ask you this first of all. Is your life mundane? Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with the status quo? Are you giving in to settle in? Throwing in the towel? Huh. You know, change is difficult. But you don't have to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. I have no way of knowing what your answers will be, but if you answered yes to even one of the questions, don't despair. Help and hope is a heartbeat away. Right now, you're going to discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. The journey begins with a decision. This burning desire to make a change in your life. And the only way you can change your life is by changing your thinking and your choices. This is the age of choices. How exciting to know we have within our power to commit to commitment, to commit to change, no matter how difficult to design the rest of our life through choices. Choices, choices, our greatest freedom. Choices decide whether we're to be happy or sad, healthy or active, to be a contributor or non-consistent, or to be successful. It's your choice. Commit to believe you can change, to make healthy, positive choices that serve you. Renew your life. Begin again. Become fresh and new. Refresh your outlook. No is not in your vocabulary. Yes is in. Get excited about new adventures. Dare to think out of the box. Revive your hidden passions. We all have dreams that have been suppressed in the deep recesses of our heart. Is it a novel? A book of poems? Are you an artist? Do you have an idea, an invention that you need to share with the world? It's never too late. Repair whatever has to be addressed and healed. Reach out and challenge yourself beyond your comfort zone. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Rejoice through your choices. You evolve as a role model, ready to improve and inspire others that they can revitalize their lives. My master plan? Many years ago, I made a commitment that I would not be a burden to my children, to remain functional as long as possible. Bill, my husband, who passed away, and I are exercise evangelists. We met decades ago. Bill is an iron worker, and me from the world of classical ballet. And they said it wouldn't last. I am wishing you the best of everything. And if your life is to be merry, it's your choice. Au revoir.